And I've got the senator with me this morning. She really, really does her homework. Senator, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Boy, I'll tell you, you see something like this, and you know that you got to have change. And I don't know if you heard it yet or saw it, but I just got the Quinnipiac University poll, the latest report. And boy, I want to tell you, Lamont has 47%. However, Bob Stefanowski has 43% right now, just 4% behind.
Well, I'll tell you, we are in a race to save the state of Connecticut. Brad, I am standing in the middle of a train station in Fairfield County where so many of the very people you're talking about are leaving. These are some of the highest taxpayers in the state leaving Connecticut because the costs are too high. The anti-business bills and proposals are extreme. They are literally forcing these individuals and these companies out of our state.
I you know something? When I saw the report very early when I got here this morning, and then I said to myself, it's got to be Tony. and you dig them out and you get them, Senator. You do a terrific job. But I also saw, and it's in your report, that Connecticut had the largest earning divide in the country between those moving out and those moving into Connecticut. It's amazing the number of people that are leaving the state.
Well, this is really the problem that Connecticut has, because no matter how much more they tax, and they have taxed historically more than ever before, okay, we don't gain any ground. We still are in deficit because the people, as you said, they're moving out, make at least double or triple than the people moving in. That means that our tax revenues are lower, and it leaves the rest of everyone here paying a much harder and higher burden of taxation. We've got to stop taxing people more and making it unaffordable and making businesses feel like they're the enemy, punishing success all the time. You know, we had to fight against proposals that literally would have taxed investment firms and advisory services 19%. Now, that vote was defeated. However, just the mere mention of that had everyone down in Lower Fairfield County, in alarm and coming up to Hartford to protest, as I said, against it. We have to stop doing this because we want to keep those that earn a great deal in our state because they support our tax revenues. They support all of the programs we have for those in need, those that are the most vulnerable in our society. What happens when these people leave is it leaves less and less for our towns, our schools, our nonprofits, the people that really serve those most in need. This is the wrong direction. We have an opportunity right now to really change things. We really do on November the 6th, and people have to be concerned about that. You know, we have a shrinking economy, shrinking job market, and our home values are dropping like crazy.
That's right.
Because the higher the cost, the lower they have to put their house on the market to even get it to sell.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob Stefanowski and I met the gentleman who is running his campaign way back when he started, and he is the same gentleman that was on the Ronald Reagan wagon and helped Ronald Reagan out on the coast, and he is very, very bright, and I just had a gut feeling, I really did, that Stefanowski was going to come on strong, and he's just right now, and he's got plenty of time. He's just 4 points behind the gentleman for the Democrats.
Right. It's a virtual tie, and people have to decide if they're wanting to rebel against Washington or pay attention to the state that they live in, the state that has so many severe problems. People have to realize that it's Connecticut that really affects their everyday life, their schools, their towns, their property taxes, their quality of life here locally. And this never been more important for people to realize, you know, that tie in the Senate, 18 to 18, the first time in 100 years that this 36th member body was tied. And it's the only reason that people were forced to come to the table, have a compromised budget that didn't tax people more and stopped, oh my God, a cell phone tax, a tax on tires, tax on second homes, a new tax, a new statewide property tax on what's called mansions, but that's a $500,000 home. In Lower Fairfield County, the vast majority are in that category. Now, another disincentive for people to stay here. And if they leave, you're talking about the job creators. That shrinks the job market, and it shrinks the opportunities for our young people, 18 to 34. We're losing more of that population than any state in the country. You know, we're really in a dangerous place, Brad. Really, we are. Our state is teetering on financial insolvency.
That's right.
It's a dire situation.
Yep. You know something, and I give you credit, Senator. You were in touch with us all the time, and you get these things, and you're not afraid to talk about it. But this is the turning point. This is a turning point in Connecticut's history. I remember when the late Governor Bill O'Neill, who was the longest serving governor, when he said, "I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. I will never put in a state income tax." And he didn't. And he was the longest serving governor. And then you had Weicker, who told us he was not going to put it in either, but he did. He lied to us. So I think it's time, and I think you're absolutely right. We've got to make a change, and I think the change will do what we need to be done here in Connecticut. And I thank you so much for sharing some time with my listeners this morning.
Thank you so much, Brad. Please keep the faith. We will turn the state around.